This and we are live. Ritesh, good morning to episode number whatever of Coffee House Chronicles. The idea in this that we talk about stories that we can relate to, where we can learn about other people's lives, other people's cultures, and the context in which all of this happens. So, Ritesh, what is in your inbox for us today, this morning for both of us in Bangalore? What time is it in Bangalore? 11:30 now, isn't it?
Just yes.
8:35. It's 8:05 in the morning over here, Saturday, the 25th of May. Ritesh, what's in your inbox?
So, thank you, Frank. And I have three topics or things to discuss with you. First one is a story or the tale from my childhood or when I was growing up. And then one is we'll discuss cricket, a little bit about cricket. And then finally, the things, what is happening with me in my life as a professional and in my career. So,
okay, so childhood, cricket, and professional. So when we come to the cricket subject, that's going to take probably a good 8 to 10 hours, because I know that Indians are crazy about cricket, that you also actually changed the Indians as a nation changed the game considerably. Yeah, you people are responsible for this. So that's going to take about 8 to 10 hours. The rest of the topics take the other 20 hours that we have in the day. So we're going to be speaking for the next 24 hours. Sounds fun. Ritesh, let's have a go with your childhood story. And what happened there? Tell us about it.
Yeah. So before I go for the my childhood story, I just wanted to bring that I didn't got this recording pop-up notification. But okay. I can see that it is showing that recording from your end.
But I have the recording button here. But I'm also actually processing another recording which I did a few minutes prior. I hope that we are. No, I have the recording button. I hope it works.
Okay.
If not, we'll have to repeat this again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. So, see, maybe this, the thing I was going to tell you, it is before 2000 or maybe 2001, 2002. So, my village is 1 or 2 kilometers from the main highway. We call it National Highway NH. And when I was young, maybe 5-6 years old, that time the road was not that good. The road that connects from my village to the NH. There was some construction work was going on, but it didn't complete it like for 3-4 years. So what I was, we used to see that it was not a concrete road. It was made of mud, and people used to go like it was this was only one road from our village to main highway, and then we can go to the cities or a small town, we call it, like block and all. So every rainy season, there will be a lot of rain, and that will cut that road. So what my villagers will do, they will announce in home, like one person, he comes in the night, evening time, maybe when we are having dinner, that time he will come, and they will inform every home that tomorrow we have planned to go and repair that road.
All right.
It was self-driven. Like some people, they will initiate this work, and they will tell that one person from home, someone will go and help them. All of the this was very it's like a festival kind of things. People will to morning they will take their what you call it in English, I don't know, that survey and everything, and they will go. And it was a very very connected work. People used to it brings a community together. And our village, you know, the Indian society is divided in the caste, care and everything. Especially we don't have different religious religion people from the different religion in my village, except one. And one family they lives in my village. They are from the other religion, but they you will not feel that they are from the other religion. They are everything they do is like normal. The people they lives in village, so they will go and they will work and they will make that road. Especially see in that rainy season, people cannot go from they cannot use their bike, scooters, or even their bicycle. They used to make that repair because some students they used to go from my village to other village because we only have primary school in my village. For a higher education like matric, or we can say that 10th plus 2 or matric, they have to go in different small
Okay,
city.
small cities, other towns, yeah.
Yeah, so it was like a very we used to become I used to see that the people they are going and constructing the road. After some years, what I see that everything has gone good. We have a very good road. It is made of Olkatra or with tar, we call it. And the road is good. There is a breeze for the places where there was a cut. School, still we have primary school in my village. And the high school or middle school is near to my village only. It's hardly 1 kilometer, 1.5 kilometer. And everything good. What I feel that the connection, the community work was that it is missing. Previously, there was no lot of fight. There was fight, not in my village, but in my village also. It was due to the personal issues, and it is due to the some hierarchy level issues. There was some fight, there were some arguments, but people used to come together because they had same problem and they wanted to solve. Now I feel that connection has gone broken. People don't care about the social issues. They are maybe this is the case of the social development or something in the societal development is happening. And you know that Indian society is a collective society, but it is becoming individualistic society, and people care about their problems. And while I was thinking here in Bangalore, living in Bangalore, even you cannot know your neighbor or the person who is living in next to your apartment or next to your room, and you don't know even if you are living in this apartment for the years. And they don't care about your problems, and you don't care about their problems. But in our problems, in the societal problem, suppose there was no electricity in our apartment, all the people will go and come together and can say that there is no electricity. Same thing in village areas, what I see that those people, suppose there is no electricity because it is connected to some grid and there is no power. People will not come together and say that let's call to the grid, inform the higher authority that there's no electricity. No, they will make arrangement. They will go, they will have a generator, they will start doing things, but they are not coming together. And people have lost that connection. That one I wanted to bring here. And maybe it is a good thing. People say that when you start looking for your problems, and you don't look for the collective problems, that time the society goes up This is one argument people gives that this argument. So other is that societal people they are not coming together and giving a they are fighting for the societal or the collective problems.
No,
Frank.
no, carry on. No, no.
Yeah. So why this this I wanted to bring that if the right now the Indian election is going on, there are two types of things that people are trying to bring the your problems that I have problems because there is no good roads, there is no development in the schools, my children are not getting good educations, and they are not getting jobs. There is a job issues. This is the some problems at the individual or at the lower level. Some people they try to say that our country is growing up, the economy is becoming better. People from the other countries, they have different opinions about the India. They think that India is growing, and that is the higher level of problem issues. So people have to think that which issue you want to consider. Maybe you can consider both the issues, but which you are going to give a priority. So the this was my thought to bring this story because the social bond is getting fractured. Even in my villages, some people they don't know that the son or daughter of that man or that neighbor. Previously, this was not the case. Maybe the I don't feel that the our population has grown so much as India is growing, and I don't think that earlier there was a 400 or 500 people. Right now, we can see that 800 or 1200 people will be there in our village. So the population has not grown so much, but the connection has broken, and so this is the societal thing or social changes happening in our surrounding.
This is so interesting and so important because I when I speak to people who have traveled to other countries where there is a significant difference in the standard of living between Europe and the countries they have visited, the impression, the general impression that people come back with is they have far less, but they are much happier. Yeah. And you just have confirmed this, and it really brings home the story, how to balance what people think is progress, with this human need to be connected, that we are social animals. Yeah, we need people to speak with each other and to relate to and do things together. And now this whole artificial intelligence hype that is going on is going to transform this even further, and that there is the danger that that people think that we will be controlled by robots. That may or may not happen, but I think that people will become lonelier, even down to individual families, that you will find individual members of the family sitting in their own rooms, staring at a big or small screen and connecting with somebody who is many, many miles away, that they have no relationship with, cannot really develop a relationship, and they don't actually talk with their own family units anymore. Yeah. So that is an interesting development that you have observed. Now, Ritesh, what can you do to reverse, not to reverse this trend, but to maybe highlight this? Do your people see this? Do your friends see this, and that you try and compensate this somehow, or what do you do? Because you cannot stop the development. Yet somebody very high up who is infinitely more powerful than we are is just going to say, we need a highway from Delhi all the way down to Bangalore. It's going to be a 10-lane highway, and we're going to build this no matter what. End of discussion. And you actually have no way to compensate for this. So or to fight this. So what can you do to keep the social cohesion together?
Okay, so Frank, really, I feel that hopeless in that situation. If you, I go home, actually, because I'm not living in my village, and occasionally I will go home. Once again, I want to tell you a little bit. Previously, what used to happen, people will come together, sit there. Like there's no, it is a village, right? So suppose they came on my door, like my home. Not in my home. There's a open space. There will be a chair and everything. They are sitting there. They are having tea, or they are talking. They are only talking about those things and having discussion and things like political things, social things, and some issues. Generally, it was a case. Now that has gone up. It completely stopped. No one goes to someone else's door and sit there and have a tea, or they are talking something, because it has become individualistic and you can't bidding together. Previously, there was we have canals in our village. It will come and give us water, and we can irrigate our farms. And people used to go together because they have to divert the water and everything. Now there is electricity. They have motor. They use groundwater. They don't have to think about the situation, and they can use groundwater to irrigate their farms or their field. So that has gone up. See, when I talk with those people, or the people I used to think that they have completely changed. They don't think this is so, and so and the match of the level of thinking is different. What I feel that the person who thinks and have a lot of problems than the person who don't think about all those issues. And I cannot go and make those things. Now what I do, what I have learned, that whenever I go, I will meet my friends, talk with them, who has done a schooling with me, especially the my matric matriculations. We have friends bondings. We don't talk and text every month, maybe every day or month, but generally whenever we meet, we discuss, talk, and we have talked about this one, that how the society has got changed and what we can do. So we have talked about the having plans to form NGO and all the things, but we don't have a capability and the level of the place in the society that we can do. But we talk about that issues, how we can. I remember one incident in my college when I was in 10th. There was a person who passed from our school, government school. I did my 10th in government school. He passed in he did his schooling, then he did engineering, then he went to USA, and he has earned some money, and he has better position in his life. He came back, and he created what do you call it? There's a competition in our college. Everyone participated based on their class and their grade, and not grade means that they if they are in 9th grade or 10th grade, and we got money. They gave some prizes, some books, and there was some winners, like who came first, who came third, and up to 10th ranking. And it was a great impact on us. That we got some money from someone Maybe we won or we did good. So we thought like that also, that if we have something, like not me only, we have a group, we can go and conduct such events in our college or in our schools, and that will bring this is our thought, that we should work together to bring those things. Some people are still trying, some people are preparing for the UPSC, BPSC, Public Service Commissions, and takes a lot of time. But we have thought, but we cannot reverse the situation that has changed the society. And maybe that is for the better, or that is for the good for the society. But there's nothing more I can do.
Wow, that's an interesting thought. And I think it's a topic that will come back to. It's probably a recurring theme in our conversations. But let's move to something that does unite the country. IPL, the love of crickets. So for the uninitiated, we will assume that people know what cricket is. It is a sport. It is somewhere between baseball, softball, and nowhere else. Yeah, it is a team sport in which you have two teams. That you have a batting team and you have a bowling and fielding team. The batting team wants to get as many runs as possible. A run is a point. And the fielding team and the bowling team, they want to stop the batting team doing this. Yeah, and then there is a cricket pitch, which is a narrow strip of grass. I don't quite know how many yards long and how many yards wide, but basically that is the gist of it. Yeah, it's an English sport. I think it was created in England in the 19th century sometime. It is now a global sport. And somehow the Indians managed to take it to a higher level. They made it jazzier, they made it colorful, they made it they reduced the time. A test match could run for 3 or 5 days. And I remember as a child sitting in Australia in the middle of summer, and there is actually nothing more relaxing than to listen to a cricket commentary on the radio. It is pure zen. Yeah. So that's the introduction to cricket. Ritesh, what's your version on this, and what is your story here?
Yeah, so when I was child, so my what do you call that, uncles, and they used to listen the commentary on the radios, and people used to say that if you want to learn English, that you have to listen this English commentary. There was a lot of craze. Even if we see the cricket on the television, there was a passion on the listening the conversation during on the radio, because you can feel that emotions. The person is speaking and everything. So it was better than the watching. Because nowadays the commentary is not that good and not better than the person used to tell on the radio. But this has changed, and if you see that the cricket has become very commercialized. It is more about a commercial thing than the game right now, and because of that, they have started this IPL. So IPL is nothing but the Indian Premier League. We call other countries' player can participate in it events, but there is a cap that in your team five players can be from the other country, then the rest of the will be Indians and all like that. And the teams, how their team like how they have created the teams. It depends on the bigger cities. Like there is a team in the Bangalore, there is a team in the Chennai, there is a team in Delhi, there is a team in Lucknow, there is a team in Kolkata, and there is a team in the Mumbai. Then there is a team in Rajasthan Royals. It is for the Rajasthan. There is a state, and like that we have teams. And it start for the 20 overs. This is for the shorter period. And they had, this was the invention in India, that the person who was the chairman of the ICC, they told that we are going to start a game for 20 overs, not the 50 overs. It is very long, and people don't want to spend so much time because they wanted to continue this game. And they started, and right now the IPL is the biggest money earning events, and it is happening in India. And right now that semi-final is done. And where I live in Bangalore, this team has never won a IPL trophy.
Someone has to be there.
And you know that I'm not supporter of this team. How the supporters change, like the fan followers, it depends on the regional, like the region that team belongs, and depends on the players who is playing in that team. And so this is for the Bangalore and all the people from the Karnataka, especially they supports, loves this team. And I remember when I was in college, when I was in, I did my engineering in Bangalore, and we used to have a TV on every floor of the my hostel. And there was a lot of shouting. People used to support both the team because the person who is living in the hostels, they were from all over the country. And they used to support different team than the person who is supporting the local team. And they used to shout a lot of, there was a light, like a kind of riots and all the things. There will be some, what do you call, security guards and everything. Then the management decided, no, we are not going to have these matches on the floors. They kept one TV out of the hostels. And this was the open ground. And people used to make a lot of noise. The day there's a local team and there is a Chennai. The two teams, they have a lot of rivalry. And because this is a connected states, and they have a lot of issues, and it has come to the game. And they used to make a lot of noises if the team loses. And then there was a phrase coined in the local language that this time the cup is not ours. Next, yes, the cup will be ours. And they have never won that cup.
Just to put this into context, so the IPL is the Premier League. Is it like soccer slash football, where you can move up the league, and then there are different divisions? So you have a top division, a middle division, and maybe a third division, and you can sort of move up and down this, or how does this work?
Yeah, so it is different than that. See, we have some matches, 8 matches, and in 8 match initial level, you have to score points. Depends on the how many wickets for how many with how many wickets you have won the match, how many with how many runs you have won the match. Depends on the scores, how many runs you have scored in 20 overs, and the person who chased and everything. So there will be a point. There is a calculation. I don't know the how they calculate, and it depends on that points. So after the points calculated, after 8 matches, I think 8 matches only. Yeah. So they will calculate that points. The upper four will go to the higher level. We call it semi-finals. The lower level is qualifier, then the semi-final, then the final. So the out of four, they went four up. Three will go. Three up. The highest scorer, highest pointer team will go in the semi-final, I think. And the last two, they will fight. So it depends on the number of scores. So, based on that number, one team will go to the qualifying match. Then they
Okay.
will fight with the other team. And if the two teams the wins, they will go to the finals. So what happens is happen the really this time it happens in every season, but this time what happened, the two teams, the biggest rivalry, the team who has fight, one is Bangalore and the Chennai. So they had Chennai had a higher point than the Bangalore, and there was a condition that if the Bangalore team beats the Chennai, the gap should be 18 runs. So they scored the Bangalore. The first batting was Bangalore's batting. They scored 220 runs in 20 overs. Now,
Which is a respectable figure, yeah.
yes, for the 20 overs, it was really good. They used to people were thinking that they are going to score 20 runs, 200 runs, and Chennai will win easily because they have 18 runs bandwidth. Because if they are not winning the match, but their gap is within that 18 runs, more than 18 runs, they will less than 18 runs, they will win. So this was the case. So what happened the day of the match? The match started, then there was rain for few minutes, and everything changed.
Oh dear.
And they scored 20 runs in the last 20 or 25 runs in the last two overs, and they scored 220 runs. And then they started chasing, and they were going to win. The first drawback was that they lost a wicket in first over and the 0 runs.
And normally, if the strategy is right, you send your strongest batsman at the beginning of the innings so that they can accumulate a lot of runs. And as you progress, the ones who are not as strong batting, they sort of come towards the end. So they lost one of their best batsmen at the beginning of the innings.
So
So.
where they started scoring slowly, slowly, and then when it went to 17th over, there was one more wicket, as a crucial wicket. There were a lot of wickets they lost, but there was a crucial wicket. Then there was a score of 25 runs. I'm not talking about the actual run they have to win. The gap, if they went in the gap, they will lose, but the point will be more for them, and they will go for the semi-final team. They will fight, and then they will go for the semi-final. So this happened, and there was a sixes everything. The team captain Dhoni, Mahendra Singh Dhoni, has won the one day first after 84, we won second time the World Cup. He was the captain, so he's very respectable. And this IPL is going to be his last IPL, but they don't won, then he's going to play for the next year. So he scored six, and the next ball he has to score. He scored six, but it was catch. And if that was a six, then they have won that match. The next over, it was like a normal bowler, and they tried to give 1 run, 2 run, and they won. So the Bangalore team won. It was the first time in the IPL that the lowest scoring team, the first 6 match, the first 5 or 6 match, they lost, and after that they started winning, and they came, and the last year champion, the Chennai team, was last year champion. They have made to go out, like they made to they made they have shown the doors for them, and there was a big celebration in Bangalore. It was like it is like they have won the IPL trophy. The whole Bangalore, there was a lot of firecrackers. There was people came out of their apartment, they came out of their homes, they came on the roads, they celebrated everything. And then
I was going to say 5 million people. The noise must have been phenomenal. The
oh my
celebration must have been out of this world.
And people used to make fun, like they are not going to give win. And there was
Wow.
a lot of comments. See, every fans will make comments, and then they started making comments that it always gives satisfaction when everyone says that you are not going to win and we win. So it is like that.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations, Bangalore, for achieving this
And
momentous result. The IPL season is actually quite short, isn't it? It's
3, no, it's taking 3 months, I think. It
3
started.
months. Because because I think the significance of Indian cricket really came home to me during COVID, when I started hearing reports. When Australia closed its borders, even to its own citizens, that there was quite a few cricketers, Australian cricketers, who play in the Indian teams. They actually could not leave India because they couldn't get back to Australia because the country had closed its borders and you were stuck in India. And I thought, okay, so why do you want to actually play for an Indian team? And then I started looking at this and I thought, I mean, I knew cricket was big, but how much it had transformed in India, that was new. So Bangalore, you've won the trophy, you've celebrated, and you're going into a stronger position next time. How does this work? Or how does this affect the Indian national cricket team, who is going to play somebody else in some time soon?
Yeah, so people say that if their favorite player is in the national team, they will support for them. Otherwise, the person who is everyone has likes and dislikes. They don't like some players, and if they are playing and they are not scoring and they are doing something bad, there will be a lot of backlash on them. And a lot of comments and everything. Sometimes last year's we lost our World Cup final, right? So it was a lot of backlash on the person who scored 100, but he took all the runs, balls. So there was a lot of backlash, and people started scolding. And you know that they are passionate about this, and you know this. They started scolding. They started protesting and everything. This player didn't do well, and this one, that one. What happens? They will at the end. People will say that, see, if they are doing good, and we celebrate them. If they are not doing good or they lost, then we have to accept that one. This is the comments every time it comes, but some passionate followers, they will always do and they will always scold. So they have to listen them, and they have to accept that, because they are getting a lot of money, and if their people are praising them and they are giving praise, they have to accept that scolding, and they have to accept their dislike also. So they have to accept,
That's part of the process
you
now.
can see that. And why people are coming here, because there's a lot of money, especially in IPL. You know that 210 millions rupees they are giving for a person or players to play in their team, like that
Yeah,
maximum, and
even
depends on
translated
the.
into euros, yeah, that's quite a substantial amount of money. Sports and politics always never seem to be far apart from each other. And I was just thinking, on a national level, when India plays Pakistan the Test series, these games used to be played on neutral territory, usually in Dubai. But I've learned recently that you played Pakistan recently, a couple of months ago, and the matches actually took place in India.
Pakistan.
Or was it in Pakistan? So can you explain the politics of cricket in these two countries from your perspective? So is it the political class who make an issue out of it, and the normal population doesn't really care because they just say, Okay, we're playing Pakistan. Our team's going to win, and the Pakistanis do the same, and they say our team's going to win, and then the best team wins. Or how does this play out on the population level?
So, Frank, I'm not aware of that last match where it was played, but the what happened that you remember that Sri Lanka team, they went to Pakistan and there was an attack on them.
Yeah.
After that, all the teams, they told that we are not going to go and play in their home grounds. And because of India and Pakistan have very bad relationship.
Yeah.
In the terms of politics, people are really good and they want to play together and they want to know about their what is happening. Because especially if you speak correctly, we are the same people
Yeah.
at the end, and
Yeah.
everything, the people they speak, live and eat, everything is same. Might be there is some changes in this 75 years, and even the Punjabi, you know that they speaks. The Punjab was divided into two parts, and people still speak the Punjabi and all. So everything is good, but this is the kind of war. It's like a one country over the other country because we have fought three, four wars together, and there's a lot of tension on the border. So they people at the general people or the people living in the country, they cannot show that love. In the wars, at the fight in the wars, they fight in the grounds like that. It
Yeah,
is like that. And if you are in the and ICC, whenever the match happens, the biggest revenue happens in these matches, India and Pakistan. And they always wanted to play these matches on the bigger ground that more people can come and play. So the UAE and is a place where everyone can come. Pakistanis and Indians, and they can play, and they will generate a lot of revenues, and this happens. And there's a lot of hatred, you can say. There's a lot of ads.
Yeah.
All the Indian brands, they will start making ads,
Yeah.
degrading them, and they will saying that they have never won the match and everything like that. And especially if you look at the statistics, they have won more matches from us. Older matches and all, but their team used to be top class, but now the team has gone down, and because of the politics and everything involved in their cricket board,
Yeah.
even in Indian boards, it is controlled by politicians and all. But the game is fair at the top because a lot of competition. But you see that everyone, like if the day the match is happening with India and Pakistan. Even the person who don't know them, even he don't know the matches, they will go and watch. I remember in my childhood, we used to have electricity. There was sometimes 4 hours, 5 hours electricity was used to be there. People will go and charge their battery. They will take battery on the what do you call the. They will give money for the 1 hour, 1 day or 2 day, and they
Yeah.
will bring battery and then put in the. This was also a good. Connection in the villages that they will put a TV in the field. People will come and watch that matches, and it was really good. And it happens today also. If you look at the offices, when there is a match between India and Pakistan, no one works. Even the bosses, they can't say that you have to work and all. Sometimes some of the companies, local companies, the Indian companies, they will give holiday on that day, that go and watch matches, and they will arrange big TV and all in the offices to watch matches.
Such
It is really.
is the power of cricket that it can actually bring an entire nation of 1.3 billion people to a grinding halt when two teams fight it out on a cricket field. Yeah,
Yes,
that's
yes.
quite a show. I actually need to catch up on the test schedule. Maybe you can help me. So I've got divided loyalties, Mary being English, so I have to support the English national team. But me having grown up in Australia, I might want to support the Aussies as well.
But you know that the Australian team, they do a lot of sleazing. They do a lot of sledging there. There's a lot of fight has happened in the past because of all those things. But yeah, now this has started in Indian team, IPL also. Some people they say and do for the other players.
But it always seems to be the same. I always see the same nations. So we've got India, Pakistan, Australia, England, the West Indies, Sri Lanka, South Africa. Are they part of this show, or that seems to be sort of less a cricketing nation than a rugby nation? I'm not sure, but
No,
no,
West Indies
I think
is good.
no. Yes, going to South, because of course in our winter here, Australian team or the English team would go to a warm country, so it would go to New Zealand or to Australia or South Africa. They'd go to the Southern Hemisphere, and in the Northern Hemisphere summer, you would find them, the European teams, hosting a test match for the Southern Hemisphere nation. So I've lost a little bit of track. So do you know which country is India playing next in any series?
I think recently there was a team selection. I'm not sure. For the I think recently they have selected a team for the tour. I don't know, it's tour for tour or something. There was a lot of questioning that why you are selecting this player because they have not scored well or something like that. So there was, but I'm not sure. I will let you know that which they are playing. But they have selected a people. They have selected the players, and there was a that all the players are coming from the one Ranji Trophy. We have local. Every state has a team. And that team, they will select a person, then they will come to the national level based on their score and everything. So it was like that, and they have selected. So there's a lot of questioning that you are selecting, why you are selecting this player and all. So, but people are
So,
criticize that our BCCI also, that how they are selecting. There is some favoritism and everything in the team, but it happens in all the teams.
Regis, given that we are the founding people of this podcast series, should we make it a rule for any person who wants to join us in the future that they have to be cricket literate? They have to understand the game, otherwise they can't join.
Yeah, we can say that if they are
We
in
can
India,
say
they will know that.
that,
Yeah, you know, our team, like our front office people, they come from USA to every month, 3 months to have
yeah.
planning. And one of the after planning, we had a party. So there was a big screen, and there was a game was going on. So everyone is explaining that this is how it works and how it is happening. So there's a lot of interest and things, but.
Yeah. Okay, so anyone listening, if you want to join the Chronicle House, the Coffee House Chronicles, then you have to be cricket literate. Otherwise, Richard and I will explain the game to you. But be prepared, it's quite a different set of rules. Okay, final story, Richard, to wrap up today's scenario is something from your working life. Can you, first of all, actually, very, very briefly, tell us what it is you do and what it is that you have been asked to do.
Yeah, so I'm a technical writer. There's nothing to do with the writing thing, a writer, but I write things.
A
Okay,
writer who doesn't
so
write. Okay, that's cool.
yeah, so I cannot claim that I write stories and everything. So what we generally do, we write our documents to help others to do certain things. Especially what happens that some of the platforms or some of the we I'm working in the right now in the software domain. So some of the things helping someone to do things is more costlier than the giving some documents and they can do themselves. So this is the main objective of the technical writing documents. We are helping them to do certain things without getting help from the others. This is the main thing. So for the technical documentation, you can say that is to enable them to do things themselves. In that domain, certain things comes like release notes. Suppose we are releasing some features in the document software. Some other end users should know that what is coming and how they can, what is beneficials and what is in plan and like that. So these are the documents. Some are the user guides, how to use certain features, certain things, how to perform certain tasks. These are the user guides. Some are the quick guides to generally give the brief of the platform and do some loggings and the certain things. Then comes the more technical documents, like the we have backend teams. They perform certain tasks, and for them we need a document so that they can go and take the information about that things and do the things. So based on the roles, what roles they have, and they can perform that task. So those documents we write. And some there is something called an API document. API is nothing but there's some application programming interface that is the connection between those systems, and generally they will pull the data and all the things. So those documents we write. Then there's some other documents like project documentation. It happens that which feature is coming, what is the benefit, and all the things. There's a lot what I'm not involved. But that should be a greater help, or there will be a greater helpful in my career path is that doing the research, market research and all the things I have not done. And those things I do. And there is some technical writers who write video scripts also. So suppose we want to give information about the platform, so we can write a scripts and generate a video. It also comes in the technical writing domain. Some people call the content writer. Content writer is different. They are not touching the technical stuff, but they write generally. So these are the things I do. And my my desire and my wish was that I should move in the product domain, because product is a very, very good career path and all those things. And for that, the role I am in, that I cannot go and become certain higher level in the product domain. So I have to become a product analyst, then I have to go for the product owner, or I can become a product manager also in the past, because I see the people who are in product management role, they are working for 20 years, 25 years, and they have reached that role. So they have started in that area, and I wanted to go for that. And I have asked my manager also, and he told that he was always ready. He was telling that if you have went with, you can take a certain work and work. But they were not giving me work. They were saying that go and work with someone else, start learning the art and everything, and if you are comfortable, then you can go and do. So recently they had an open role, and I told that I wanted to, because I'm interested in everything. So they told that no, this is the we are looking for someone who has knowledge of the certain domain and everything. They are senior level of product analyst and everything. Then recently my manager came and told that you are not, you go and take some work and start working. You can give some percentage of your bandwidth and you start working. Then my product owner came and they told that our manager has told him to, you are interested and you want to work, then you can come and join the meetings. Meeting was always for me that I can join, but I was not giving importance because I was working somewhere else. And it was like, what do you call, what you are going and participating. I was not giving any value to the meeting. I was going and listening to the conversation and everything. But now they have assigned some tickets to me, and they told that you can pick whatever you liked. I have access to the our roadmap. And I can take a ticket, and they have assigned one ticket and one more ticket. There's no work, a lot of work in that, but there will be coordination, how it works and everything. I will get to know. And then they told that you can pair with our one of the product analyst, and you can work with him, and you can give contribute to with him. And then in the future, if they see fit, or if I have bandwidth, I can allocate more of my time to that area. But what I am thinking that I will spend a lot of time, because what I do, I have fairly, I'm comfortable, and I can give a few hours to complete those tasks and everything. So I want to give more time and learn these things. And let's see what is going to happen.
So
So
does your environment, and then sort of transport this to other companies, to the Indian working culture, is it possible to have a career path and to progress forwards, or is it more project related, where you just move from one project to another project? And does this extra work that you are doing, and does this new responsibility that you are being given also have any financial consequences? Will you get a higher salary, different benefits? How are we to understand, for those who do not work in India, how are we to understand this general work culture?
yeah, so as of now, there will be no financial things and everything. People generally in India, the work culture is different in the USA and India. So a person in USA can he can have an experience in any, maybe in the EU also. You can you, as you are the example. So he has a experience in some other domain. He can go to some potential employer and then say that I am seeking this one. I have this is the capability. He will show his capability. He will clear the interview, and people will not care about that which domain he has worked and what was here his role and everything. They will hire him. They will give some time period that he has to perform and he has to show his capability. But generally, it does not work in India. Most of the time, most of the Indian companies are the service-based company. Some companies are the product-based, and they have a real genuine product. And they look for the people, they hire for the people who has for the experienced person. Because if I'm going to some other jobs, I will not go whatever I'm getting as my salary, I will not look for the job which has lower salary. I will look for the role that have same salary or better salary than that. So generally, when they hire an experienced person, they look for their background. They say that what role we have worked, what was your capability, and what was your contribution and everything. And based on that, they will hire. Even you have every knowledge, everything, they will not give you a new role. And so what you have left. So if you are in a company, you try to, if your manager or your boss is, we call it manager and here, no one says boss, but it is like that. They give you extra. Suppose my colleague, someone is working and he left a job. So if they say that potential, that this person has potential, he's a part of the team, he can work and get, they will give him a permission, or they will give a new role. This is the main process where you can go up in the ladder. But it is not like that. I came fresh in the co from the college, and I want to join a product manager. It's really
Doesn't
never
work.
happens. It
Doesn't
happens only in the startups, small companies, where you can be analyst, where you can be manager and everything, and where you are changing a job, you can say that I performed as manager here and there, and I have a capability and capacity. Then you can move fast. But if once you are gone in a domain, if you want to go up, you have to just, it is very hard to go in different domain and start. Some people they do, there is some chances, but generally it never happens. And we wanted to change this culture, Indian culture, but we don't see it happens.
When you graduate from university, is it easy to get a job?
That time it was not an easy task. In our colleges, what happened? The domain which the engineering I have done, you will be surprised that I have done aeronautical engineering, aerospace. My background is
That
aerospace.
is new. Okay, yeah.
And there was a lot of passion. We are going to work as a scientist, everything like that. When 4 years completes, you look for a job that I need a job. I can't survive without a job. I mean, especially in India, parents gives money for every month and you have to call. So when 4 years is done, you will feel shy to call them and ask money.
Yeah, no, it's
Generally, they
yeah,
do give money
difficult, yeah.
themselves. You don't have to ask them. So this is the case. So what happened that Indian colleges, the companies will come to the colleges for the placements,
Okay.
and most of the Indian companies are service-based companies. They will come and hire, mass hire we call it. So they will hire 200 people, 300 people, and they will hire it. So some of the companies they came, some of the companies they don't considered our domain. Some of the companies they considered our domain, but there was no success, and they hired very few people, five, six people. Then we did a what do you call there is a opening, and hundreds of people will go for the interviews. We'll call it walk-ins, and we did, and that one we prepared. One of the service-based company I got selected. Capgemini was my first organization. It is a very big company. It is from the France only actually, and there's a lot of 1,22,000 employees are in India. So they hired us for the project, which belongs to the. This was a service-based only project. We are working for the company. They are doing documentation, and generally in India, see, you will have very less say to which project will be assigned. They will mass hired, especially Infosys, TCS, and those company will hire. They will give 6 months training, paid training. There will be a contract of 2 years that you cannot leave the organization for 2 years, like that. This is the
Okay.
Indian
Law.
companies,
Yeah.
and you have to do 6 months training, and then you will assign a project based on your grades and everything, and based on the requirements also. They got some project, and they need a certain number of people. And they will send some people to that projects, and they will start working within a experienced manager and some employees, and based on that they will get promoted and everything. So some of the businessmen or some of the company CEOs, what they say that Indian the graduates are not having the adequate knowledge or what you call a skills to be employable. That's why they are giving 6 months training, and how they are going to get that money, they will not increase their salary for 2 years. They will increase 5%, 10% like that. So a person, he has to work for 2 years, and that's how they try to take the investment they have done in training and everything. So if you look at the persons who are working in TCS and Infosys, the salary grade is very lower than the persons who are has started from the startup and everything.
Oh, okay. Lots of future
Yeah.
topics in all of this. I just made a note here because in France we have the Olympic Games in a couple of weeks, and key industries have already announced that they want to go on strike because of better working conditions and better pay and stuff like that. And our thinking is, well, we have probably very good working conditions here in Europe. One should go to other places to see what it's like there. And then we can talk about salaries and striking and so on. But those are all cliches. Ritesh, we actually managed to contain the cricket discussion in under 24 hours. Fantastic comparison about how society has transformed since you were a child, and the first glimpse into a professional view on working culture and working conditions in India based on your own experiences. Fascinating topics. Ritesh, thank you very much for sharing these stories with us today. We can continue those plus other stories down the road, and hopefully we can get other people to join this series as well, so that we can have a more diverse discussion. And it's lunchtime for you, so you're probably going to get some lunch. Just to give us an idea, any idea what's on the lunch menu today?
So I'm living in paying guest PG, so there will be menu. I don't remember what they're making, but it's every Saturday same thing, so
Every
it is
Saturday,
going
same thing. Oh,
to
we'll talk about it next week. Yeah. Ritesh, thanks very much. Yeah.
thanks for thank you, Frank.